time we're about to enter into is a time we call communion. And it's a time that we remember in the Bible, Jesus gathered all his disciples just before his death and resurrection. And he said, he broke bread with them, he shared a meal with them, and he passed it around and he said these words, "Do this in remembrance of me." And I don't know what goes through our minds during this time and things, but I had an awesome experience with my oldest son this year. He's in kindergarten. My oldest is Jackson. And, you know, we're just talking about it sometimes. But he got off the bus one day, and he looked up at me and said, "I went to red today." And I don't know if you know what that means, but there's like three levels of badness that happens at school. And this one is the worst of all. And he told me that as soon as he got off the bus. And so we walked inside, and my wife wasn't home yet. And I said, "Jackson, what happens when you get in trouble at school?" And kind of standard at our house, you get in trouble at school, you get in trouble at home. And I get in trouble at home too. I said, "That's right." I said, "So we could talk through consequences, or we could do something different." And he said, "I said, why don't I teach you some new vocabulary words?" "Well, that sounds better than punishment." So he's like, "Okay." I said, "Well, first, I'm gonna teach you a word called mercy." And he came back, and I said, "Well, mercy is this." I said, "You should get all right." He understands that, and he said, "Yeah." I said, "Mercy is you don't get in trouble." And so I said, "And there's one more word." I said, "There's another word called grace." And I said, "Do you want to know?" "Absolutely." I said, "Grace would be, you know, you should get in trouble. You don't get in trouble, and in addition to that, you get something fantastic. You went to red today at school. You should get in trouble at home, but instead, I pop popcorn and let you watch your most favorite show." Jackson said, And I said, "So Jackson, I'm going to let you choose. I'm going to let you. Do you want a consequence? Do you want mercy? Or do you want?" And of course, looked up to me and he said, I turned to him and I said, "Okay, I'm going to pop some popcorn and we're going to watch a show." And I said, "I want you to know one thing though." I said, "Answer, God gives us consequences, mercy. I think God gives us grace." I said, "Don't you ever, ever forget it, Jackson." And from that moment on, we talk about these words, mercy and grace all the time with us. But if you're visiting with us, those of us who are here, those of us who believe Christ died and was buried and rose for our sins, it's a time that we share in a meal together and we celebrate with one another. God gives us grace. God, thank you so much for the opportunity you give us to be a part of your kingdom, part of your work on this earth. Lord, through your Son, you gave us the opportunity to be engaged with everything as we partake in this communion so that we could experience all these things because of Jesus.
And all those things that are there. As we partake in this fruit of the vine,
if you feel the urge, turn to your neighbor and just be reminded of each other that no matter what goes on, that God's power is made perfect in our weaknesses. And that is when God's grace is truly expressed. You're taking this, you know, turn to your spouse, turn to your kids or whatever, and just tell them how much you love them and how much you're excited that you get to experience this. But again, we come before you, or may not ever fully understand the love that you have for us. As we share in this bread and this fruit of vine, are celebrating the fact that we get to help us to remember this morning what weaknesses it is when God can truly be revealed. And trust and faith that it's being that they continue.